Welcome everyone to Politically High Tech with your host Elias. This is episode 180. This is the only podcast where I report the news from either independent and slash or unbiased news. Sometimes I even mix the Democrat Republican take a talking points just to ridicule how ridiculous they are sometimes. And additionally, this podcast is also for tech people with a cautiously optimistic perspective of AI. If you hate AI, you should still listen to it. You might change your mind. And finally, for this whole thing to wrap up together, I like to add some random stuff. It could be random topics that could easily mesh into technology and politics. And I also add godly topics. Yes, because they are all interconnected, whether you like it or not. Sometimes I don't articulate it that well. But you smart listeners, you could piece two together, right? I do hope so. Well, anyways, I am done just giving a practice trailer release of this podcast. I'm going to get straight to business. I'm going to be reporting a couple of news as of interest, mostly on the Republican side, yeah, because that's where a lot of the news is generating at. And I'm going to give my opinion of it once I report what the news is about and the bare bones. And I'm going to be talking about a little bit of New Year's, because by the time you get this recording, you already celebrated New Year's. Rather, you participate in festivities or not. Well, news has already happened by the time you get this recording. So if you watch this new video, you may have noticed the New Year's background. I'm just going to do a little football dodge for a second so you can see it. Yep, can you see it? Great. That's all you're getting. Pause if you want to see the image for a much longer time. Okay, so I'm going to be sharing the screen here just to go through some of the interesting stuff. Yeah, so you can see where I get my feed background scroll. Shout out to Pexels. Pexels is great if you need free awesome backgrounds. I'm not advertising this because they're not paying me. They don't even know that I am doing this, all right? So I'm going to be reading from the source called Tip News. Tip News is your very good news source if you want quick, pretty unbiased news coverage without the sound of the left wing, right wing flare of it. And it gets straight to the point. Okay. They even cite the sources just to give you the bare bones of it. So Nikki Haley, who is, I'll say at this point, the near objective runner-up in the Republican primary, she has failed to cite slavery during a campaign event. And the audience pressed her on that, and it was a she, the questioner. And then she got defensive and just saying that she was a plant by the Democrats. So regardless, rather, she's a plant by the Democrat. You need to answer a question. I know not being on point is the easiest, but you're running for president. I mean, come on. If you want to act entitled and spoil brat about it, then don't run for politics. Because politics is not for the faint of heart. I mean, you could listen to previous interviews I have with Jeff Ward, especially the first one, about how to win on local elections, even though it could be applied to state and national elections, like the president, okay? And of course, Joe Biden takes advantage, attacks her right back, and then she also got bipartisan criticism, meaning the Republicans and Democrats agreed on criticizing her, but they disagree on the specifics, okay? Haley's been surged, and this is why the media is getting more animate, laser-focused on her. And they could, and the Dems will use to try to tie her to the far right element, even though objectively she's a moderate Republican. She is a moderate Republican. Okay. And yeah, I mean, abortion, even though she is anti-abortion, but she said let the states decide. So that makes her moderate, because the far right will try to do a full-blown abortion ban. Okay. And yeah, that's all there is to that one. And Nikki Haley, he was doing great, showing confidence with Donald Trump attacked you to add. Come on, girl, don't lose it. Don't lose it. I know you can do better than this. You're not gonna get my vote, but I know you can do better than this. Alrighty then. Oh, I have talked about this briefly with a Romanian businessman about how Hezbollah is about to join the war. And I am not surprised that that is happening, because Hezbollah is getting ready They have not stopped firing. And this in Israel is going to face two war fronts. And a funny part about Hezbollah is, well, they're stronger than Hamas. And I had discussions with a couple of coworkers about this. And Hezbollah is a much stronger military group than Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist group that likes to hide through tunnels and hide through innocent Palestinian civilians. This is why Israel just keeps having so much collateral damage, which is dead wrong, really. They need to come up with more covert tactics to take out Hamas. They really need to do that. It's one of the strongest non-state military forces, and they're in Lebanon. Okay. It doesn't really support Palestinian cause as much, but they are anti-Western intervention, and nothing unite multiple fractions or groups like a common enemy. So that's what's going on right here. Okay. And they have fought a 5-week war against Hezbollah Lebanon in 2005. And it's going to get very, very, very messy. I mean, they already said that the conflict has spilled over. It already did when the Yemens were attacking the warships with a 10 country alliance. Okay, I'm not going to get to that. Just know that the United States is leading them, and Bahrain is the only interesting one that has a Muslim nation that's supporting this, at least directly. Okay, mostly European nations as well. They're joining us because their ships are getting attacked by the Houthi rebels in Yemen, and they are not playing around. They are shooting rockets. They're doing everything they can to disrupt the intake over ships. And they have done that successfully, erased a couple of American ships, which that's pretty damn sad. With the amount of investment and technology that we have, I don't know. Some of our people are not the brightest, I have to say. Am I hating on America? No, but I need to be critical. I love America. I'm more of a tough lover of America. And then now for 2024, which I already said this multiple times, it's gonna be super chaotic, more chaotic than 2023. Okay, just expect this, and you can listen to my spirituality episodes if you want to do some Musa. Okay, I'm gonna start linking some of them if I have to. I'm just gonna link the latest one as I talk because we need every tool to maintain calm during the storm. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say about that. So Congress is under pressure to start 2024, and you know how dysfunctional Congress has been. It's been a lame duck Congress now, mostly because of the Republicans, the Democrats, the Senate, and the House are at disarray with each other. They all agree and pretty much anything important, but stupid bills are the ones that tend to agree, like milk. Yeah, they passed legislation on milk. And it had bipartisan support. Whoop de damn do. When it comes to something important like border security, some military aid, I do say some. Yeah, that's where dysfunction begins. That's where it begins because they both were just serving their donors and their partisan groups. That's all. It's as simple as that. Republicans want to support the more nat domestic nationalistic base that is strict on immigrants, while Democrats saying, "Ah, no, we need more migrants to come here. We are a nation of immigrants." You know. So Ukraine, the border, they trying to restart talks. You know, as soon as the new year starts, nothing was really done really against the border, military aid for both Ukraine and Israel because they were all tied together, and Democrats, Republicans, and Senate couldn't reach agreement, and the House, forget it. They were just very, very chaotic to say the least. And they want to include the Taiwan package because China's getting lead, and the more pro-Chinese party that's in Taiwan that has been gaining in polls. So United States is trying to do whatever it does to have indirect election influence there. So like that, you know, the pro-Chinese group won't make one China policy so easily. Yeah, I mean, it's all politics. And of course, you always hear about these government shutdown. They've been averted, or they've persisted for a little bit. It's been going on for a while now. I've been so tired of this since I'll say 2013 has happened, even before that. But I'm talking about since I've been paying attention to politics. 2013 was the first time that I started really paying attention to government shutdowns. And the more I look at it, I had such a dumb opinion back then. I used to think this favored Republicans. This generally doesn't. It doesn't. The public opinion will agree with Democrats. People want a functioning government. You know, the moderates, independents, of course, certain people on the right. definitely the Democrats, they want a functioning government. So they have until January 19th. Not a lot of time when they start. Barely, I'll say, 2.5 weeks is to get their act together if they want to prevent a government shutdown. Only 5 hours will be running. A little after that, it'll be the agriculture, energy, transportation, veterans, and housing. After that, the rest will shut down. And that'll be at February 2nd, the full-blown shutdown. So there's the soft, limited government, for now favor Republicans. And then there is the shutdown, which does a favor both parties, but this is a favor of the Republicans more. That's what you have. And then we're going to get to this a little more quick, but this is tip news. I'm going to provide a link in the description so that you could sign up. If you want quick news without so much partisan spin, tip news is for you. Okay. I'm using it. I'm reading it to you right now through my email. So quick tips, quick tips. Well, Maine, the second state, barred Trump from the ballot. Yep. And he's using the 14th Amendment ground rules, just like Colorado. Biden administration, now this is it's going to sue Texas. It's going to sue Texas because of the strict new immigration law. And it says the law is going to take effect in March 2024, giving state and judges more authority to enhance border and deport migrants. And she's interesting, this one. I'm not going to say controversial. I think that's a little biased at times, that word. They tend to put that more on Republicans than Democrats. Even centrist media got that problem. The interesting Colorado representative, Lauren Boebert, will run for re-election. I don't know why that's news. I expect that. They're not saying anything. I'm assuming that they're going to run. She is seeking a pretty Republican 4th district of Colorado that is being vacated by the retiring Ken Buck, who was set to face the third district's rematch against a well-funded Democratic candidate. That person, I forget the name now, loses and I remembered. Yes, that's cruel. I know. I could look that up. I don't want to. She was only defeated by 546 votes. That's a very small margin. Very small. I'll be decent probably in a state like Wyoming with a very small population, but Colorado, even Colorado has a decent population. It's a district you're talking about here. There's at least probably thousands of people per district. So, yep, she run for re-election. Yep, interesting. Well, in the world news, I'm not going to read entertainment and sports news. That's not my thing. You go to another podcast if you want that. The Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, has told me that Western countries have begun to quietly indicate a strategy regarding the war in Ukraine involved. The Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, suggested he will agree to ceasefire if he can retain control over occupied territory. And then the Mexican president, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, he's having discussions with Joe Biden because of supremely high, I mean, unprecedented illegal migrant cross has been surging for the past couple of days. I mean, it's been persistent for a long time, but this is just getting out of control. And Venezuela will conduct military exercises and after a warship has set course in Guyanese territory waters. They're disputing Guyana regarding the oil-rich Essequibo region. Oh, I wasn't aware of that one. So Venezuela and Guyana are having problems, and the UK warship UK's being involved in this. Very interesting. I know I have a couple lot of world news, but I have a lot of great guests. But don't worry, I'm going to fix that a little bit. Next coming episodes, I'll probably say by the end of this month, there's going to be one that's going to focus in depth with Hamas and Israel. Okay, so that's it for your political part of it. And I'm going to briefly go through, let's go through New Year's. And I have a very biased opinion. New Year's resolutions are baloney. They are baloney. Okay? As according to a psychotherapist, don't take my word for it. Now I'm going to list just a couple of reasons why. According to the Business Insider, I'm just going to give them the credit here. So, yeah. I'm not going to read all that. I'm just going to reread just the main one. See, not ready for a change. Exactly. You have to be ready for a change. And it doesn't have to be a New Year's. It can be the middle of spring. I don't know. Maybe even winter. I mean, my winter, I'm talking about late. I'm talking about probably January. No, that just contradicts me just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not ready for a change. You could start a freaking July anytime, really. Anytime when you're really ready. And you got to have a plan. Self-monitoring. Yeah, you have to self-monitor. Me, I write down, I write, and meticulously keep track. Me personally, I plan 3 weeks worth of blocks of detailed planning, and I have general plans further down the line. Okay. You have to write things down. It becomes clearer, and you're going to realize some of the faulty of your planning and the reason why you crash and burn out and failed in the first place. It's good to have goals, but forget about that whole New Year's resolution thing. It's nonsense. And to my point, lack of planning. Of course, just operating based on emotion, based on, oh, I feel like it or I don't feel like it. It's not going to work. Not going to work. Okay. Overconfidence. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely gonna start. I'm gonna lose 100 pounds in 2 months. Good luck with that. Most people get very sick when they achieve that, and it's mostly by drastic means. I mean, extremely drastic means. Maybe liposuction when a person's 400 pounds. And those people will revert going back to eat because they haven't conditioned, they haven't set up the, they haven't hacked their subconscious and their ingrained habits that led them to being abundantly weighty. Yes, I'm going to use that word, abundantly weighty in the first place. And not looking what to give up. Yes, there are things in your way you got to give up. Me, and I did this before New Year's, I no longer play video games as a main hobby. You know what's a main hobby? Podcasting, baby. It's much better for me. It's a much more productive hobby. And you know what? It actually gives me some bread. Yes, it does. So you have to give things up. Me, I gave up video games. I give up going to parties. I give up the frat days. Listen, well, I've been giving up the frat days years ago, but my most recent one, video games. As of last month, done. Done. Don't care for it. Not worth the money. Doesn't give me the joy like I used to. I think they're very scummy and scammy to begin with. So you have to give something up that's not serving you well. It's serving an obsolete version of yourself. Okay. And yes, this is a little bit of random spiel, but by the time you get this recording, we're going to start a New Year's resolution. This is a counter. If you at least start one, right? If you really insist, oh, I gotta start it, at least have a realistic, specific plan of details and don't go by your damn emotions because it's just not going to work. It's not going to work at all. Okay. So, with that out of the way, we're going to recap this whole thing. This New Year's edition of politics. Nikki counter a controversial gaffe. She got defensive, accused the questioner of being a Democratic plant. Okay. And also, she got a lot of criticism. Israel's going to start. May start war with Hezbollah. The conflict has intensified. Every spill over the Yemen territory, of course, fronted by Iran. And in Congress is off to a very bad start. They need to secure the border, military aid, and avert a shutdown. Okay. And then 5 reasons why New Year's resolutions will work. I'm going to quickly list them. Not ready for change, no self-monitoring, lack of planning, overconfidence, and not looking at what has to be given up. So, if you enjoy this somewhat brief politics mixed with a little bit of, if you enjoy this political episode with a little bit of a holiday flair to it, give a like, subscribe, or follow, depending. Subscribe is YouTube's terminology, and follow is Rumble's terminology to stay on top of when this channel releases new stuff. I am releasing new stuff on a kind of a scattered, kind of a scattered schedule. Okay. Expect the next one to drop off a couple of days from here. Yeah. I mean, a couple of days, probably the 5th or the 6th. Might get one, you might get two. Okay. So with that out of the way, now one more thing. If you've listened to this through Apple Podcasts or even Spotify, give a 5-star review, preferably. And if not, at least give me a feedback while I'm not getting a 5-star review. Don't just give that 1 star and freaking don't say anything. You're just a troll. And there should be a system for that. They should at least provide a very good reason why 1-star review is there. Yeah, they should be able to give 1 star, but with reason. And for 5 stars, reason should be optional. That's my personal opinion. But give some feedback, seriously. Give some feedback. I appreciate it. I do look through the comments, especially I started receiving some. And I respond to them as quickly as I can. And I want to improve. I want to, care to this team. You're the boss after all. You are the crowd. The crowd, you're the boss. I am just your server, your messenger, your entertainer, okay? So for whenever you're listening to this podcast, you have a blessed day, afternoon, or night.